I'm Alex Stone. Close to an American said to be CIA agents were convicted in Italy today.
Italian prosecutors said all but one of the 23 convicted Americans are CIA agents who allegedly kidnapped a terror suspect in Milan so that he could be tortured. Italian officials say Abu Omar was taken in 2003 to U.S. bases in Italy and Germany before being moved to Egypt, where he was released after 4 years in prison. The CIA refuses to comment on the case, but State Department spokesman Ian Kelly offered this.
We are disappointed by the verdicts.
Kelly wouldn't say more other than that he expects an appeal. The defendants, tried in absentia, are now considered fugitives in Italy. Stephen Portnoy, ABC News, Washington.
Virginia's Governor-elect Bob McDonnell, one of two Republicans elected to gubernatorial seats last night, says he plans to take a few days off before naming his team.
I want to bring people into this administration that are focused really on one thing, and that is getting results for the citizens of Virginia.
Now, the GOP is proclaiming last night to be a major victory.
The Republican Renaissance has begun. It's begun in earnest, in which we put our faith in the hopes and dreams of the American people to rebuild our economy from the bottom up.
Republican Chairman Michael Steele, but Democrats have a very different view. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi.
From our standpoint, we picked up votes last night, one in California and one in New York.
Many questions at a flu vaccine hearing in Congress today.
House members expressed frustration that there's still not enough vaccine available for those who need it most. And Dr. Thomas Frieden of the Centers for Disease Control agrees.
We're very frustrated by the status of vaccine delivery.
Dr. Frieden admits the current wave of H1N1 flu may be over before there's enough vaccine to go around. Vic Ratner, ABC News at the Capitol.
On Wall Street, just before the top of the hour, the Dow was up 31 points. You're listening to ABC News.
Kevin Richards is sending his identity out shopping.
Okay, you're gonna go get me some new golf clubs.
Yeah, sure, I got it.
Go directly to the retailers, and you don't talk to the strangers.
Right, go directly to the strangers, don't talk to the retailers.
No, oh my God!
Wondering where your identity goes? Get Identity Guard, and you'll see all your important financial and personal records in just a few clicks. Identity Guard, making it okay to trust again. Visit IdentityGuard.com. That's IdentityGuard.com.
Funny thing about sinus pressure due to colds, you can blow your nose, but nothing comes out. That's because the real problem is often swelling due to nasal inflammation, not just mucus. You need Advil Cold and Sinus, the right medicine for the real problem. Advil Cold and Sinus, with a strong decongestant to relieve nasal swelling, plus the power of Advil. Doesn't that sound good? Advil Cold and Sinus, the right medicine for the real problem. Ask for the red box at the pharmacy counter. Use only as directed.
The parents of a student at Cal State Sacramento were still grieving over their son's death when they got another big shock. 10 days after Scott Hawkins was beaten to death by a dorm mate, his parents got a medical bill for $29,000 from the hospital.
The letter told us that if you come to UC Davis for any services, including emergency services, the county will not pay for your care. It also included the phrase medically indigent services program.
Gerald Hawkins says a letter was addressed to them. The hospital says it was a mistake, that it was generated by an automated program. In Iran, anti-U.S. protesters are clashing with police.
1 minute, the crowd was demonstrating peacefully. The next, what appear to be police in riot gear charge, wielding nightsticks. The amateur video appears on an Iranian blog and shows demonstrations at a number of locations in downtown Tehran. Despite warnings from the authorities not to use the rally marking the 30th anniversary of the storming of the U.S. embassy, supporters of opposition leader Mir Hossein Mousavi took to the streets. A U.S. diplomat watching events called this a big day.
ABC's Linda Albin at the Foreign Desk in London. The San Francisco Chronicle is trying something new. It will become the first newspaper in the country to print on expensive, glossy paper. The paper says it's doing it to better serve readers. It'll only do it on Sundays through the entire paper. The Chronicle has suffered a massive drop in circulation this year. Charges for home delivery have been way up. This is ABC News.
AutoZone. With winter coming, it's time to prepare your car for harsh driving conditions. Get to AutoZone now for great deals on everything you need to see and be seen.
Get in the zone. AutoZone.
A pair of new windshield wipers will provide clear vision in rain and snow. And did you know your headlights can dim over time? Right now at AutoZone, save $5 after mail-in rebate on Sylvania Silver Star Twin Pack Bulbs. Offer not valid where prohibited by law. Restrictions apply. See store for details. Replace dim headlights and worn wipers at AutoZone today.
AutoZone.
I'm Alex Stone, ABC News.
KGO Radio News Time 105. Good afternoon. I'm Brett Burkhardt. California lawmakers early today passed an $11 billion overhaul of the state's antiquated water system. Firefighters in the East Bay looking for a man who set 11 cars on fire this morning in Richmond and unincorporated Contra Costa County. And New York's attorney general has hit Intel with an antitrust lawsuit claiming the world's biggest computer chip firm used illegal threats and collusion to dominate the market for computer microprocessors. The KGO 24-hour traffic check is Terry Rouse.
Better news in the East Bay, but still heavy. South 680 between Redgear and Livorna has been reopened following earlier emergency construction work. Cell caller Deb says it's still slammed, heavy from Highway 24 to Livorna and busy on surface streets too. San Mateo crash, northbound 101 before Hillsdale Boulevard, roll over there. Enjoy Puerto Vallarta from $214 round trip from San Francisco. Ask travel agent to visit Mexicana.com. Nobody knows Mexico like Mexicana. Restrictions, taxes, and charges apply. With the Bay Area's best traffic coverage, Terry Rouse, KGO Radio News.
Mostly sunny this afternoon. A light rain in the North Bay possible by tomorrow afternoon. It's 65 in San Francisco. I'm Brett Burkhardt, KGO Radio News.
Advice for life with America's doctor, Dr. Dina Dell.
Hi, everybody. Dr. Dina Dell here. Welcome to the program once again. You know they love their beer in Austria and Germany, but this is up and over the top. Did you hear this one? They're going to fill three swimming pools full of lager. They claim the beer can treat skin conditions, blood circulation, help cure wounds. You can even drink from the swimming pool if you wish. Now, that's not my idea of fun. I'm going to drink beer that you've been swimming in, even though there are several bars around the poolside that will promise a cleaner pint. A head barman says these pools really can help health problems, but if they don't work for you, you'll probably have drunk enough not to care about it anymore. I agree with that one. This one is as this one's as dumb. Only because I Heather and I are both in awe. I'll tell you ahead of time. I just think this is just made up by somebody. It's a total complete spoof. And the fact is that some of you have sent this to me as if you've really seen some credence in it. It was a little bit frightening. The subject is onions as a swine flu vaccine. And they go on, it says, and there's no references, there's no links, there's nothing. Talks about in 1919, there was a doctor who went to farmers during the flu outbreak, Spanish flu, and he found that the farmers were healthy, and the doctor asked the farmer what they were doing, and they said, well, I have onion on a dish in all the rooms of the house. And here, I'll just read you some of this. Now, I heard this story from my hairdresser. She said that several years ago, her employees were coming down with the flu and some of her customers, so she put onions in bowls around her shop, and to her surprise, nobody got sick. That's it. That's it. What do you got to lose? Just a few bucks and onions. I sent this to a friend in Oregon, and he says it worked for him too. So once again, when I see some of these, usually these spoof emails, they usually have phony doctors, phony institutions, it's like the one about aspartame that went around a few years ago. But this is like, I don't know. It has none of that in it. So there's nothing here to fool you. It's just, a rumor. And I don't know the source of it, doesn't offer that to me, and it would frighten me that you think you need my verification to tell you that this is phony. This one's a little more difficult, so I'm asking anyone out there who's heard the same thing. This is an email to me about someone's coworker was told at a Kaiser in Stockton that she couldn't have the swine flu shot pregnant because it could lead to an increased risk of autism. I've tried to contact Kaiser, can't get any. I would be staggered to see if Kaiser was, of course not. I'm going to stick my neck out right now. So this is, second, third, fourth hand information, but this is how these rumors get going. Here's a better one. Ugandan witch doctors have used radio for a long time to advertise their healing powers. However, this could soon be a thing of the past. The government's ethics minister said that radio stations are... He's contravening in a 1957 Witchcraft Act that promoting witchcraft-related activities is a deterrent to Uganda's integrity. Witchcraft, of course, is a major problem in Uganda, and the government is keen to stamp out its promotion. The FARC comment I'll just read because it's a little funny. Ugandan media to stop running ads by witch doctors, driving them into the open arms of the Glenn Beck Show. Here's another one. I'm looking at a picture of a baby here with written in Arabic, verses from the Quran appear on a baby. This is not seeing the head of Jesus in a cheese sandwich. This is a baby. It looks to me like someone just put their finger in mud and have written written some Quranic verses on this particular baby. And, of course, pilgrims are flocking. It's proof that Allah exists. And you don't believe this, do you? Someone is obviously writing the verse on the baby. This is child abuse, as far as I'm concerned. They do mention the James Randi Foundation $1 million prize. But, hello, you wouldn't even get that far. This is irrational. Parents, whoever's behind this, they may simply believe it. But the worst part, as this particular person who wrote this email, and they feel they sound very skeptical, thankfully, is the reporter who did the story not injecting a single shred of skepticism into the report. No journalism, no investigation, simple stenography, retelling of what is almost 100% guaranteed to be a hoax at best. So, anyway. Then there's this, Dracula therapy. This is happening in England, I'm sure. It's going to come here. A doctor here claiming that if you take a person's blood, you add some vitamins to the serum and inject it back into your face, that you'll be young and beautiful forever. And then they have the little, oh, there's growth factors in the blood, all the little kind of rationales that, of course, mislead a lot of people because that makes it sound kind of scientific. All of which brings me to something I rarely do in this program. I can't tell you what a lonely battle it is to be a skeptic in this world and to try to counter the massive publicity that is often given to quackery from just the internet or talk shows, etc. There's one outfit there that I trust, you can trust, is quackwatch.com and all their affiliate websites. They get sued left and right by all the quacks and promoters, and they need some help. And the one doctor who's been behind this for many, many years, has fought a lonely battle. There are no advertisements on that site. And as I said, they have peripheral sites on very specific quackery outfits and quacks. And very few people I've known have the courage and persistence of this guy and his struggle. And as I said, I could list all the, you know, the lawsuits, people accusing him of libel. You know, when he takes a quack and just nails them, he just does it. He's got guts. I have very little tolerance for lawyer letters, to tell you the truth. And he's got a lot of legal expenses. So if you got $50 lying around, go to Quack Watch and you'll find where you can make your donations. And as I said, I do this very, very rarely. But when you lose this website, we have lost something very important. They do 100,000 page views a month. Put it on your favorites list. You could even save yourself the trouble of calling me. I welcome your calls, of course, but you can check it out first at quackwatch.com. Some swine flu stuff here. Now the higher death rates turning out in the elderly. People 50 and older who are hospitalized for swine flu in California have the highest fatality rate. Those younger have a lower fatality rate, but they're more likely to get infected. People 50 and older, the fatality rate is as high as 20% of those who are hospitalized. That's extraordinarily high. So we're going to see these shifts swinging back and forth, and the data will change every day, so I'm not going to get you too excited. But here's a tough one. You know, I used to work with somebody who, when they got sick, they were really a really strong worker and just devoted to the job. But they, when they come to work coughing and hacking, they're making their coworkers sick. So often, you know, we just had to send them home. So there's this report here about from the National Labor Committee that are finding that Walmart, you know, has a system, which I can understand, that gives workers demerits and deducts from pay for, you know, staying home when they're sick or caring for sick children. And everybody's asking Walmart to change this policy because what's Walmart going to do? You know, if they have coworkers coming in sick, spreading this virus, and we're all advising people stay home. I mean, you think you wouldn't have to, you know, beat people up over this. We're telling you to stay home, and you're fighting back. All right? Here's a piece. I'll just throw the numbers at you. I don't want to get into the debate about health care right now. It's part of the politicization of this is kind of making me a little nauseated, but that's another story here. Children who lack health insurance in America are 60% more likely to die when they become hospitalized than kids who have either government or private insurance. The lack of insurance directly contributes to 17,000 children's death over the years of this particular study. This is in a journal of public health, our most prestigious public health journal. It doesn't prove cause and effect. An increased risk, of course, comes with demographics like race and income levels as well. And they looked at all that, of course, and they still found not having health insurance increase the death rate. You know, we consider ourselves a compassion. We care about the children. You know, we compare about a child when it's two cells, you know. You know, and I don't want to engage in this particular debate, but you care about, you know, an embryo, you know, when it's a little blob of cells and are willing to pick it and take to the streets, but you're not willing to support health care for all children. And you're willing to let children in being die. Explain it to me. Figures and statistics, you know, that drives me nuts also. For instance, everybody's throwing around our high infant mortality rate, and it is high. But it's not so simple. First of all, they just discovered the reason is a high rate of premature birth. It's the reason the United States has a very high infant mortality rate. And they're comparing us to Sweden. In Sweden, 6.3% of births were premature. In the United States, it's 12%, twice as high. And yes, in terms of international ranking, we're way down there. When I list the countries that are ahead of us, they are all lily-white, uniform countries when it comes to social demographics. Hello, open your eyes. America, we have a lot of poor people. We have a lot of poor people from other countries that are here. We have a polyglot community. Sweden? Have you ever been to Sweden? I love Sweden. But it's, you know, it's the whitest, highest social demographics of just about any country in Northern Europe. It's, you're comparing apples and oranges. If you compare people of equivalent social demographics in this country to Sweden, we do just as well. But here is something that says how good our health care system is. Premature infants in the U.S. are more likely to survive than anywhere else. So if you have a premature birth here and you get into an American neonatal ICU, you're going to do better. And that's something to be proud of. So I just throw that out there as everybody's trying to use numbers and statistics to support their particular beliefs. Also, mistakes. I've been hearing a lot of talk about medical mistakes. I don't want to get into this either, because when you look at the data, it's very hard to determine what is a medical mistake or not and what kind of perfection we demand. In other words, when you look at the number of operations and hospitalizations in this country, I would say doctors are 99.9999% perfect. How well do you do in your job? What do we have a right to expect? The basketball player shoot a basket at that level? Lawyers, businessmen, the waitresses, you know, deliver the coffee without spilling it 99.999% of the time? So when you hear these tragedies and the media trumps them up, yes, they're tragedies. They are mistakes. They're errors. But what we throw into that error basket is really nobody's fault. But because an operation usually goes smoothly and usually has a very low death rate, when a death occurs, we consider it a mistake. I can tell you, as an ex-surgeon, I have done perfect operations. I have made the surgical decision correctly, done the right thing, and then the patient gets sick. They die. They get an infection. They don't heal right. There's unknown factors. And it isn't fair to call it a mistake, and I don't know what to expect. I don't know what a reasonable benchmark is. Here's the thing in chiropractic mistakes, and we're not keeping careful data here, but after a neck adjustment, you can get a stroke, and they're talking here about all the deaths that occur, but we have no valid statistics to find out how really dangerous chiropractic adjustment is. This article says that, listen, if we don't find chiropractic adjustment of the neck helpful for different diseases, even though they claim it, and you should be careful of that, and you should, you know, run from a chiropractor who claims they're going to cure a disease by tweaking your neck, it does happen. It's just, for instance, his review of journal articles between, all the journal articles you could find, there were 177 cases of injury, neck injury caused by manipulation. most of them by chiropractors. And once again, how rare it is, how common it is, no one really knows. I suspect it's rare, but it'd be important. It would be important to get to the bottom of that, don't you think? And just to get you all riled up here, scientists now have taken, embryonic stem cells and have formed the cell type that is just before an egg and a sperm. In other words, they may be close to creating an egg and a sperm in the lab. And while that frightens some of you, the things we'll learn from that will be incredible. I don't think anyone's going to want to make a baby from that, but it's just the status of our knowledge. And it's quite impressive. All right, I'm going to talk to you a little later about a genetic component to something. I'm sticking my neck out here. All of you have had at one time or another. Some of you have a lot of. We get a lot of calls on this. As I said, most of you, if not all of you, have had this. And it turns out there's a strong genetic component. We'll talk about that. For now, 1-800-548-TALK, 1-800-548-TALK or 8255 to talk to the doctor. Stay tuned.
Nowadays, when I talk with folks, they know Geico could save them hundreds on their car insurance. But what they want to know is how Geico does it. Well, I say, we got tons of great discounts, like good driver discounts, multi-car discounts. And they say, there's no secret formula. And I say, nah, it's just what we do. And then sometimes they say, maybe a talking gecko's a secret. Well, I wouldn't know what to say about that.
For a free rate quote, visit geico.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Blurriness, wavy lines, blind spot, these are all symptoms of a chronic condition called wet age-related macular degeneration, also known as wet AMD. It can develop quickly, and it's a leading cause of blindness in people 60 and older. Learn about your risk factors and find out how a retina specialist can help. Just visit amdawareness.org. And if you aren't seeing clearly, get checked now. Knowing the symptoms may save your sight. Learn more at amdawareness.org today. This message was brought to you by the American Society of Retina Specialists and Genentech.
Hi, I'm Jim Palmer. Over 10 years ago, my orthopedic doctor gave me a choice, an eventual knee replacement or start taking Cosamin. Well, I chose Cosamin, and so should you. It's the number one orthopedic recommended glucosamine chondroitin sulfate brand. If you want your joints to last, do what I do. Take new Cosamin ASU.
Try original Cosamin DS or more potent Cosamin ASU. For coupons or where to buy, call 1-877-COSAMIN. That's C-O-S-A-M-I-N. Or visit helpyourjoints.com.
The sea salts of the world vary in color, taste, and intensity. Now Campbell's has found one that tops them all. It's naturally flavorful. Adding it helps us use less salt than before in Campbell's tomato soup. That famous, familiar flavor, as delicious as ever, now with less salt. Thanks to a very special sea salt in Campbell's tomato soup.
So many, many reasons it's so
And in this corner in the blue trunks, weighing in at, oh, oops, never mind, it's Brett Burkhart.
I'm not getting into that ring,
so
Rosie.
Why not, Brett? I thought you'd be up to this challenge. Come on.
Yeah, not a challenge in the boxing ring. I believe in peace.
So you're not a fighter. Well, then, what kind of challenge are we talking about?
This is a mattress price war, of course. Sleep Train is challenging the mattress factories to come up with their lowest prices on some of their best-selling mattresses.
So that means during Sleep Train's mattress price war sale on now, you'll save up to $500 on select queen and king-size mattresses.
We're talking about Beautyrest, Posturepedic, and the Vera Wang Organic Collection by Serta. And not only that, you'll find big savings on every size and firmness during Sleep Train's mattress price wars on now.
Plus, on your approved credit, you'll sleep interest-free for one full year on select mattress sets. That's no interest for 12 full months.
So hurry into Sleep Train's mattress price war sale. Come out a winner with savings of up to $500 on your new mattress.
For nearly 25 years, Sleep Train is your ticket to a better night's sleep.
Want to talk to Dr. Dean and me? Just call 800-548-8255. That's 800-548-TALK. 800-548-8255. So come on!
All right, turn off the radio. Dr. Dean Adell here. Let's talk to Vicki. How you doing, Vicki?
Hi, Dr. Dean. First, I have to start with you're sort of a god to me. Dr. Dean, all the time. But I have one bone to pick with you, and that is that I talk about exercise. I feel like very negative attitude towards it.
No, not at all. I do that on purpose to get people to think about picking something, an activity that they enjoy because they're not going to stick to it otherwise. In other words, I just see too many people promoting, do this exercise, do that exercise, you know, run marathons, get on a treadmill, et cetera. And I was an athlete in school, and I don't exercise a lot, but I am, I'm active. I feel I'm an active person. And when it comes to weight loss, maybe that's where you heard it, that actually exercise is not the greatest way to lose weight. It's a great way to stay fit and, you know, and develop some cardiovascular fitness. You're better off if you want to lose weight not to eat the extra calories in the first place, because exercising is, you know, not as efficient as you might think. You know, you eat an apple, it takes some time on a treadmill to burn off an apple. So, you know, I just want to make sure that people, you know, it's like exercise machines. They stay up at night, they watch the, you know, they watch the infomercials, and they buy the ab reducer, and then it goes in the garage. So I really want people to have fun with exercise. Now, that I think we can agree with that, Vicki, right?
And can I ask you to, and I'd even send it to you, read a book called Younger Next Year and tell your listeners what you think of it?
Younger Next Year. Okay, I got a pile of books next week. Why don't you give me the gist of it? We can, you know, that ought to help.
It's written by a 70-year-old at the time who's an exercise fanatic now, and also a well-renowned internist who believes that we should be exercising. Well, you know, he goes back to Darwin. He sounds like you. You know, we're really creatures that are evolved such that we're still supposed to be out there walking and hunting and gathering and exercising. And one of his rules is exercise aerobically at least four times a week for an hour, 40 minutes to an hour, and strength training at least 2 days a week.
Right. I'm not going to argue with anybody who wants to do that, but you do know how next to impossible it would be to get Americans to do that. We can't get Americans to get off the sofa and just walk around the block. So I think if we can get most Americans doing a teeny bit, we would accomplish more than getting a fewer number to do something heavy like that, too. You know, also, it's about play. Now, I happen to be a person who doesn't like repetitive exercise. I don't want to get on a treadmill. I'd rather walk down, you know, down a street and look in the shop windows. I would rather play a game. I ran track and did swimming, but I enjoyed baseball and games more. And so some people, just their personalities are just not suited for certain kinds of repetitive aerobic exercises, and also play. You know, there was a study about kids during recess, and they found that when kids got involved in a PE program versus just letting them run around the playground, they actually did more spontaneous moving and jumping in the playground left to their own devices than when asked to do specific exercises in PE class. So I'm just pleading for people to take all this into account and to find something that's going to work for you. So I'm not doubting, please don't get me wrong, I'm not doubting exercise is, you know, is bad for you. But on the other end of it, there are people who get addicted to it, and their whole life becomes about exercise, and they ignore the more joyous and fun aspects of life and would rather spend, you know, 2 hours every day, you know, running than interacting with their spouses or their children or life in general. So I do object to that. So, yeah, we don't have anything to, you know, I think disagree about. All right, let's talk to Jim in Spokane, Washington. How you doing, Jim?
Hello?
Yep, you're on the air. Go ahead, Jim.
Yeah, I was calling, doctor. I've had three recent back surgeries. I got hurt at the job. We do Highline Power work. And the long and the short of it is I've been to all the specialists, and they decided to put the cutlery away, and there's nothing more they can do for me, you know, surgically. Currently I'm on OxyContin, and I don't like it.
Boy. Well, how can I help you?
I guess I'm calling to see if you've got any information or you can know anything about the morphine pumps is what they've been suggesting.
Yeah, if you got to use morphine, I like it because you get to decide on your dose. If indeed, you know, nothing else can be done and morphine is the only thing, to be able to dose yourself, it's fabulous technology. So I'd go for it if your doctor recommends it. We'll be right back. 1-800-548-TALK.
This is an update from the KGO Radio Newsroom. It is a done deal. California lawmakers ended decades of debate today when they passed an $11 billion overhaul of the state's aging water system. Governor Schwarzenegger expected to sign the five-bill package. California Department of Corrections failed to adequately supervise parolee Philip Garrido. He's the man who held kidnapped victim J.C. Dugard captive for more than 18 years. And the Kellogg's Company has backed away from its claims that Cocoa Crispy cereal helps to boost children's immune systems. San Francisco City Attorney Dennis Herrera wrote a letter asking that Kellogg's substantiate its claim. On Wall Street, the Dow Industrials closed the day up 30 points. Lloyd Lindsay Young says mostly sunny and cooler this afternoon. Rosie Allen, KGO Radio News.
Last year, Alta Bates Summit Medical Center provided more than 87,000 state-of-the-art cancer screenings, diagnoses, and treatments. No matter what the procedure, patients could have peace of mind, knowing they were in the hands of expert, compassionate caregivers. 87,000 cancer procedures a year, but none more important than yours. Visit AltaBatesSummit.org and see why, when it comes to your health, experience matters. AltaBates Summit, part of the Sutter Health family.
Knowledge is power. The British author and philosopher Sir Francis Bacon said that in 1597. His words still ring true in 2009. So what do you know about cancer? No, this isn't a lighthearted subject, but knowledge about detecting and treating cancer might just save your life or the life of a loved one. And knowledge about cancer is why AltaBates Summit Medical Center and KGO News Talk 810 built CancerSmart.net. Knowledge is power, and it's as close as your computer at CancerSmart.net.
I'm Meg Whitman, and I want to talk to you about California. For California to prosper again, we have to work on three things: creating jobs, cutting spending, and fixing education. Let's take them one at a time. Jobs. My goal is to help create 2 million private sector jobs, not government jobs, by 2015. I know we can do it. With eBay, I helped create thousands of jobs right here in California. Spending. Sacramento is out of control. Government should not spend more than it takes in. I'll freeze government spending and reduce the size of the bureaucracy. Education. We're going to take California from worst to first by giving more control and more choice to parents and rewarding high-performing teachers with better pay. With improvements in these three areas, we can create a new California. What do you think? Let me know at talktomeg.com. Paid for by Meg Whitman for Governor, 2010.
Hey, great workout. But man, your toenails are really gross.
I know. My wife keeps telling me I should do something about it, but, you know, all those pills have side effects.
Yeah, well, you don't need pills. Call 1-800-NEW-TOES. They can get rid of your fungus with a new laser procedure. It takes only 30 minutes. I saw it on TV. Got toenail fungus? Call 1-800-NEW-TOES. Using a patented new laser treatment, the doctors of 1-800-NEW-TOES eliminate the cause of toenail fungus in as little as one 30-minute treatment. There's no prescription medication, side effects, or anesthesia needed. And every patient meets with a board-certified foot specialist. Call 1-800-NEW-TOES now to schedule an appointment. Use your Flex spending or health savings account from work to cover it and get it now. Call 1-800-NEW-TOES or go to 800newtoes.com. With six locations throughout the Bay Area, there's an office near you. That's 1-800-NEW-TOES. Put your best foot forward.
Healthcare is scary. It's big, it's confusing, and too often it's not even about health. But at St. Mary's and St. Francis, it is about health. That's why we've made finding a primary care physician easy during open enrollment. Call 877-884-DOC to speak with a representative who can match you up with a doctor right in your own neighborhood. Or go to getadoctor.org to choose one for yourself. St. Francis and St. Mary's, we've taken a side on healthcare. Yours.
Have a free tall brewed coffee on Starbucks. Next time you buy groceries, stop by the coffee aisle and pick up a bag of Starbucks coffee. Then look on the specially marked bags for details and see how easy it is to get your free cup.
Dr. Dinardell here. All right, let's talk about something really, really common and a new aspect of it. It's back pain, neck pain. Anybody out there never had neck pain, back pain? Well, here's a study from the Danish Twin Registry. You notice how many of these studies we've been talking about in the last few months? It's incredibly interesting data when you compare identical twins with fraternal twins. Fraternal twins have different genes. They're just like a brother and a sister. Identical twins are identical. So if you find one identical twin with something, And it's the other twin will have a high percentage of having the condition. And then you look at a fraternal twins and it's not as high. Bingo, you have the best evidence I can think of that the thing is genetic to a certain degree. Well, 15,000 twins in this study. And without getting into the details, genetic susceptibility accounted for 40% of the variation among individuals in the risk of lower back pain. It makes sense. People used to tell me when walking down the street with my father that the two of us walked alike. You notice that yourself and among your friends. Our bodies, our bones, our muscles, the attachments, the ligaments, the tendons, certain amount of genetics involved that create our body movements to look similar to our parents. So it doesn't surprise me that when all this adds up in terms of our spines and our muscles and our necks, that back pain, which we think is mostly a functional thing. We're not sure exactly the cause. Is it the ligaments, the tendons, the muscles, etc.? But it's functional. And that, by that I mean, you know, the function of the muscles, the angle, you know, how our, you know, how we carry ourselves can have a lot to do with it. So blame it on mom and dad. Let's talk to Melanie. How you doing, Melanie?
Good, Dr. Dell. How are you?
Yes.
Good. I had a quick question. It's actually a twofold question. I believe that my daughter and may have had the swine flu, but when, because we had exactly the same symptoms and the exact symptoms that were listed on the website that say, you know, these are the symptoms of swine flu. The problem is that when I called Kaiser, the advice nurse said, well, unless you have a fever, there's no way it could be swine flu. Is that true?
Good question. In general, yes, but you know, how we take temperatures these days is fairly inaccurate. You don't get accurate readings. The most, you know, tried and true way, of course, is a rectal temperature. Actually, the temperature of urine is probably even better, but nobody does that. When you try to do it orally, you succumb to the person's breathing through their mouth, whether they had a cold drink, etc. But it's more accurate than, I think, you know, the fever strips, the ear temperatures, and all these different ways. In general, you should have fever. The other thing is the symptoms of a flu. Now, with swine flu, the one unusual feature, which is not present in everybody, is that it does seem to affect the GI tract so that you can get nausea, vomiting with it. You've heard me say a million times there's no such thing as a stomach flu. I hear the phrase all the time. If you have stomach symptoms, it ain't the flu. This is an exception. The Spanish flu in 1918 that killed so many people, that also caused gastrointestinal symptoms. So for seasonal flu, the regular deal, it doesn't, but here's the payoff. If you look at the symptoms of a flu, eliminate the GI symptoms, it is identical to most viral diseases. When you catch even HIV, when you catch it the first week or two, you will get a flu-like syndrome that to a doctor would look no different than the flu. When you catch, I could go through, you know, 50 different viruses. That when you catch the virus, you get the aches and the pains, you get a fever, you get the malaise, you get all the headaches, sore throat, you get all the classic symptoms. And it's identical to a flu. So in a regular year, with seasonal flu, if you survey 100 people who say, I have the flu, or I had the flu, and you spend the money to do viral studies on them, you will find that only 40% of them really had the flu. That's how treacherous it is. So the fact is that without a fever, I think that Kaiser is just doing what, you know, they do well, which is triage and sort and try to make sure that people who need to see a doctor get there and people who don't, maybe not. So as long as the child's doing okay and healing, I'm not going to worry too much. But if the child gets severely sick, I don't care whether they have a fever or not, you take him in. All right. Phil, this is Dr. Dell. Welcome to the program.
Good afternoon. I want to talk about something which just was driven home to me pretty effectively this week. I injured my knee about a month ago. And to control the pain before surgery, gave me a Vicodin prescription, about 50 pills. Didn't really take many of them, so I had plenty left when I had the surgery. And in post-op, the post-op nurse is going over the recovery nurse my medications, and there's a Vicodin prescription there. So I said, no, I don't need this. I've got plenty at home, which is wrong. I shouldn't have plenty at home. So cancel it. So she says, fine. So yesterday, what arrives in the mail? But a Vicodin prescription, another 50 pills. Number one, it costs money. I happen to get federal health care. I'm I have government-controlled health care. It's wonderful.
How you doing with that? You doing okay? You're alive anyway, huh?
Wonderful. I don't want to name it because of this little contrat here, but it's fantastic. And if everybody had what I had, we would have a happy country. But that's another
story. Yep.
But, you know, this A, it's got to cost money. I don't need them. And B, if I was slightly less honorable, I mean, what are 50 Vicodin pills worth on the black market?
Oh, it's worth money. And not only that, let's go to the bigger issue. While they are good at killing pain, what we don't do in medicine is give you a chance at something that might kill the pain as well that does not have the addiction potential. Even though most people, the vast majority of people, the numbers really are encouraging, who take these heavy narcotic pain pills don't become addicts, some do. And it may be overkill. There's a study, did I do it on the air? I can't remember. About older people and arthritis pain and hip pain and knee pain. And they found that opiate medications were not any better than the non-steroidal anti-inflammatories. And I would always prescribe those first. I mean, in medicine, you're supposed to first do no harm. You prescribe the most conservative treatment you can think of for any kind of an illness. You don't pick up the knife immediately. You try to heal your patient with the simple, conservative, inexpensive measures before you up the ante. So automatically, what happens is they want to give you the Vicodin, so in case they gave you something less powerful, then you're going to call back, oh, I'm still in pain, then they're going to have to prescribe it, go through all the rigmarole, they figure, what the heck, I'll give it to them anyway. And I agree with you. It's a tough one because on the other side of it, a lot of doctors are very reluctant to prescribe opiate medication to people who even need it because we're also afraid of being accused of being drug pushers. So at one end of the spectrum, there are people in real pain who are not getting the medication they need because the man has, you know, intimidated us. At the other end, there are, you know, loose systems where prescriptions for these medications are given willy-nilly. And they sit around your medicine cabinet, a kid gets into it, you know, et cetera, et cetera. So I think your description is, you know, tells an interesting story. Heather just reminded me in a former call that she wanted to ask me about vaccinating her kid. Absolutely, you vaccinate your kid against swine flu. All right, where are we here? Let's take a break. 1-800-548-TALK, 1-800-548-8255.
Hi, this is Mark Levin. What do government bailouts and government health care have in common? Perhaps a lower dollar. New stimulus spending is only going to continue to weaken the dollar. China has already diversified its reserve portfolio by buying gold. Isn't it time you bought some gold? Now, I trust Goldline with $500 million in annual sales and in business for nearly 50 years. Call Goldline for a free brochure, DVD, and free shipping. The people at Goldline will explain how easy it is for you to buy gold that's delivered directly to you. I buy gold because I'm worried that government spending is out of control, and I buy my gold from Goldline. Call Goldline at 800-556-4653. Ask them about the different payment options and read their important risk information about buying gold to see if it's right for you. That's 800-556-4653. Don't wait. Get this information right now. Tell them Mark Levin sent you, and you're going to receive a free DVD with the free investor's kit. Call Goldline today at 800-556-GOLD. That's 800-556-4653.
I'm Cecily McMahon. I'm a AAA member, and here's my story. A while back, I got stuck on a scary, narrow highway. Unfortunately, I was driving someone else's car. I called my car's roadside assistance, but they wouldn't help because I wasn't in my car. And I thought, you've got to be kidding me. And so I was on the edge of tears. It's getting dark. So I finally remembered that a friend had given me a AAA card. So I called AAA, and they said, okay, are you safe? And I said, I don't think so. And they immediately sent a truck. They were going to take care of me. Didn't matter what car I was in, but it was all about me and not the vehicle. The best gift anybody can give is AAA membership.
Give your loved ones the nation's most dependable road service. This holiday season, save $17 on a AAA gift membership. Call 1-800-JOIN-AAA, click AAA.com/gift, or visit your local branch. Get more. Get AAA. Expires December 31st.
Do you or a loved one have high blood pressure and type 2 diabetes? If so, and you're also taking a blood pressure medication like Altase, Acupril, Zestril, Avapro, Cozar, or Diavan, please call right now to learn about a medical research study that Diablo Clinical Research is conducting of an FDA-approved medication to reduce high blood pressure. To see if you may qualify, please call 925-930-7267 or visit DiabloClinical.com. That's 925-930-7267. 530-7267. To qualify for this blood pressure study, you must be an adult, 22 to 80 years of age, with both high blood pressure and type 2 diabetes. Those who qualify receive all study-related exams, evaluations, and medication at no cost. To see if you or a loved one may qualify, please call 925-930-7267. That's 925-930-7267 or visit DiabloClinical.com.
Hi, everybody. Let's talk to Kim. How you doing, Kim? Welcome to the program. Dr. Dean Adell here.
Hi. Oh, Dr. Dean, yep. Kim here in Capitola.
Great.
How are you?
I am fine.
I love your program, and I'm just calling because I got something on my email I thought I'd share and see what you thought about it, and maybe your listeners would be interested in this, too. It's talking about the H1N1 and how the only ways you can really get it is through the three portals of the nostril, mouth, and throat. And that, of course, the best way to avoid that is frequent hand washing. Keep your hands off your face. And it says here to gargle twice a day with warm salt water or Listerine. Also to clean your nostrils at least once a day with warm salt water. And drinking a lot of warm liquids like tea and coffee. It says it has the same effect as gargling, but in the reverse direction. It washes down the viruses from your throat into your stomach where they can't survive. I was wondering what you thought of that.
No, interesting, interesting. You know, it's one of those things that sounds reasonable, doesn't it? And there is some grains of truth to a couple of those. Let's talk about it. Indeed, yes, mucous membrane is how the virus gets into your body. We're not quite sure if it can be transmitted through the tears. I suspect it could, although that's never been proven. But let's talk about what you said. There is a technique where you know this neti pot deal where you pour liquid into one nostril and out the other and all these kind of things that I just assume get sick. You're not getting me to pour anything down my nose. But it does make a little sense that if you washed your nose out, you know, five times a day, maybe you would wash your nose at that one critical moment where somebody breathes or sneezes and you inhale some particles and then, you know, a half hour later you wash out your nose and maybe. I think it's impractical. I don't think it would work at a practical level. Doing it once a day I don't think would do it. As far as gargling, absolutely not. Although you could say if I breathe through my mouth and I inhale a viral particle and it sticks to the membrane and then I, you know, gargle, theoretically, I mean, this is people just guessing. I mean, these are not effective remedies to rely upon. Drinking a lot of liquid, absolutely not. That has nothing to do with your susceptibility to a virus. But it raises the possibility that someday we will come up with a nasal spray that you can spray in that has antiviral properties and that stays in your nose long enough to protect you. But as far as we can tell, the first things you mentioned, and that's often the case with some of these emails, they start out with something rational and reasonable, right? And, and then they start getting into these other areas. And sometimes they're sent by people with a good heart who want to help you. But, you know, the grasp of the facts is a little difficult. I don't know these things would harm you, by the way. There are people who will flush things in their nose that can be irritating. And when you inflame the nasal membranes, you are increasing your susceptibility. So I think practically I wouldn't do any of them. All right, Jason, Dr. Adell here. Welcome.
Hi, Dr. Dean. I've been listening to the show today and a lot of interesting topics coming up about opiates. And that's something I'm going through right now. I'm trying to wean myself from hydrocodone I've been taking for a couple of years for back pain. I had some neck surgery. I'm going through a process with a doctor with weaning myself, but I'm wondering if there's anything that I could do in addition to that naturally. I mean, I'm exercising and stretching and stuff to help with the pain, but is there any kind of, I know you're not big on supplements, but anything that I could take that would help me with the masculinity?
Sure. Well, listen, I'm big on supplements, the ones that work. You know, I would take an iron and a calcium and a B12 and a B6 and a B, and you know, folic acid for all the indications that many of you know about. But no, I wish I could tell you something here. I think what you're talking about. First of all, I applaud you for working with a doctor. This is a doctor who's familiar with doing this, because opiate addiction and withdrawal is a very specific deal. And there are addictionologists out there, or you're just dealing with your pain doc, or what's going on?
It's a pain management doctor.
Great. Good. And tapering it off is the way to go. And if you do it slowly, now they're leaving you in charge, and that's got to be difficult, because let's just say, let's you know, make it simple here. You're addicted. And leaving you in charge of tapering yourself and making sure you take what's prescribed is, you know, is tricky. There used to be, once upon a time, they did this, there was a report about a methadone clinic, like getting people for methadone, which isn't easy. You'd have to come to the clinic every day and get orange juice with the methadone. And what they did was start reducing the amount of methadone they put in the orange juice on a daily basis, but gently, you know, 5% a day. And little by little by little, until people were drinking plain orange juice. And then they informed the people. And they had no idea that they were being withdrawn. But you're being asked to do it yourself, which is a good deal. If you get really hooked, you can't do it, etc. There is a drug out there that is really changing the face of opiate addiction and getting people off it. And that is Suboxone. It is a, you know, like an opiate, involves the receptors, and if you try to abuse opiates, it won't let you, because there's a drug in there also to block the receptors, and it's a little bit complex, but it's a miracle for people who are addicted. But you sound like you're doing great. When it comes to withdrawing from drugs, which is what you're asking me about, yes, exercise. Anything you can do to distract yourself, to involve your mind, to get yourself away from the cravings, and be patient. It takes a while for the brain to heal. It's a major hit. And so I would ask that from you, and to keep up all these things that you're doing to give you the psychological boost to help you get off it. All right? 1-800-548-TALK. I'm Dr. Dean Adell.
And now Grocery Outlet presents Thoughts for Mile 3. Imagine, if you will, a kitten. Not just any kitten, but a little rascal of a kitten. And now imagine that kitten is tangled in a ball of yarn. Oh, and it's sneezing. Little kitten sneezes. Gives you a warm feeling, right? No? All right then. Well, Grocery Outlet can warm even the cold-hearted up with these great hot deals. Right now, warm up with delicious Campbell's tomato or chicken noodle soups. Two cans are just $1. That's half off. Plus 34.5 ounces of Hill's Brothers high-yield coffee is just $4.99. That's a hot savings of $3. And finally, Hebrew National Franks, a huge jumbo package of 24, is just $4.99. That is a hot diggity dog savings of $8. Shop Grocery Outlet first and save the most. Because nothing warms your heart like a big fat wallet of cold cash.
Grocery Outlet Bargain Market.
Grocery Outlet Bargain Market. Each family run and independently operated. Go to groceryoutlet.com or call 888-BARGAIN for the store nearest you.
New York Life Stories.
I told my son, times are tough. You want it, you work for it.
Tough love, huh, Rob?
No new snowboard, no MP3 player.
Kid must be in shock.
He knows what the goal is.
College.
It's the one thing I don't want to say no to.
I'm Jerry Bayless, and along with being my friend's sounding board, I'm his New York Life agent. Even in this economy, people can still achieve their dreams if they have financial protection. That's what whole life insurance from New York Life offers. For 164 years, we've been helping provide secure futures and helping fulfill life's goals, in good times and bad. Like Rob's dream of having his son be the first in the family to go to college.
Maybe I'll go halves on the snowboard.
Give your family the most selfless gift of all, a secure financial future. Contact your local New York Life Insurance Company agent or visit us at newyorklife.com. New York Life, the company you keep.
When you want to talk to someone, you just pick up the phone and dial. But what if it weren't that easy? Hi, I'm Lisa Gibbons, and I'm excited to tell you about the California Telephone Access Program, CTAP. If you or someone you know has trouble seeing, hearing, speaking, moving, or remembering, CTAP has specialized phones available at no cost to you. These phones flash for incoming calls, turn up the outgoing volume, have big buttons for easier viewing, remember numbers, and more. To learn more about this program, call CTAP at 800-806-1191. My mom had Alzheimer's disease, so I know what a difference these phones can make in keeping people connected to those we love. There's no cost, no obligation, age, or income requirement for this state program. To download your certification form, visit ddtp.org or call CTAP at 800-806-1191. The number again, 800-806-1191. Communicate your way.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to the program. Let's talk to Judy. How you doing, Judy?
Hi, Dr. Dean. I just wanted to make a comment on the gentleman that just called in regards to trying to get off the hydrocodone.
Yep.
I'm on Suboxone, and I have been on it for about 2 or 3 months now, and you used the word miracle, and it is a miracle. It's changed my life. It's brought me back to being normal now. Whereas before, I was being overtaken by the drug, and that was running my life. Now, I can live my life normally and feel normal again.
Yes, that's wonderful. It has been a long road getting Suboxone into the American medical marketplace. It was available overseas, you know, for a longer time, and I understand it's about to go generic because it's very expensive and difficult. And I don't know. We don't need to get into it too deeply, except, you know, why Americans just want to write off people like yourself, good kids who just got in over their heads, and not consider this a part of medical treatment. And they make it so difficult for doctors, even with a medical license, to help addicts. They just get in the way. The government has this pseudo-moralistic attitude that just makes me want to throw up sometimes. So, yes, it is a miracle. Those of you who are addicted or know someone who is, you know, spread the word. Let's talk to Ed. How you doing, Ed? Not a lot of time, but go for it.
Hello, doctor. I was wondering what your take was on drinking ionized water.
It's a ripoff, Ed. Don't go for it. There's no such thing. I mean, if a little chemistry under your belt and you'd understand, water is H2O, right? It's a couple atoms of hydrogen and oxygen. You can't ionize it. And all these ionizers are all scams. Some of them are very, very expensive. So, you know, what can I say? It's a total ripoff, and yet it doesn't seem anybody wants to do anything about it. Government seems overwhelmed by trying to, you know, pursuing this kind of these kind of scams. So stay away. I'm Dr. Dean Adel. That is the program. Please join us for the next one. Until then, be well.
Ding, 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 ding. And in this corner in the blue trunks, weighing in at, oh, oops, never mind. It's Brett Burkhart.
I'm not getting into that ring,
so
Rosie.
Why not, Brett? I thought you'd be up to this challenge. Come on.
Yeah, not a challenge in the boxing ring. I believe in peace.
So you're not a fighter. Well, then, what kind of challenge are we talking about?
This is a mattress price war, of course. Sleep Train is challenging the mattress factories to come up with their lowest prices on some of their best-selling mattresses.
So that means during Sleep Train's mattress price war sale on now, you'll save up to $500 on select queen and king size mattress sets.
We're talking about Beautyrest, Posturepedic, and the Vera Wang Organic Collection by Serta. And not only that, you'll find big savings on every size and firmness during Sleep Train's mattress price wars on now.
Plus, on your approved credit, you'll sleep interest-free for one full year on select mattress sets. That's no interest for 12 full months.
So hurry into Sleep Train's mattress price war sale. Come out a winner with savings of up to $500 on your new mattress.
For nearly 25 years, Sleep Train is your ticket to a better night's sleep.
A quiet environment, a helping hand, a room designed for efficient access. When it comes to healing, these can be as important as top-notch medical attention. That's why at the new El Camino Hospital, we put special emphasis on the care in healthcare. Teams of doctors, nurses, and staff collaborated in the new hospital design to improve workflow, equipment, and patient comfort. And the result is an incredibly healing environment. Windows everywhere bring in natural light. Special acoustics provide a restful space. And almost all rooms are private, with fold-out chairs for visitors to rest. We've even added staff whose sole purpose is to put patients at ease. They put a personal touch on the innovative room features, like in-room health videos, flat-screen TVs, and touchscreen computers, and they help patients navigate our healthy new menus. When we rebuilt from the ground up, we made our patients our top priority. The new state-of-the-art El Camino Hospital will open to patients on November 15th.
Gil Gross, good afternoon. 3 o'clock hour, we'll catch up on what's going on in politics, because a lot is coming up. This hour, though, the war between drivers and bikers is now officially out of hand. KGO, San Francisco, San